Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. I hope you can hear me. I'm going to ask
open Brother Donion's mic up and see if he can. Shalom, Brother Donion. How are you today?
Shalom, Sister Yaina and family. I want to tell you, man, that's the powerfulest song that I ever heard. You understand? Because I could hear the pain and the joy, you understand, of us crying out. You understand? That's so powerful.
Yeah.
You understand? From what I understand. I don't know how them brothers and sisters put that stuff together, but it was just so powerful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I
want
to say, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, every time I play it, it sends chills up me. You know, it just seems like it belongs in Jerusalem. You know what I'm saying? It just do.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Absolutely. I understand perfectly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to jump on real early because I wanted to hop on this reparation thing. You understand? You know, they say it's $17.1 trillion. And now, you understand, the European want to grab hold to our coattails and say, well, we are owed reparations too. But my thing is, they got to make their case. We already got a case. You understand?
Well,
you know what I mean?
They always do that. Anything we do, they come back and do the same thing with black lie, white lie, all lives matter. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing that for a long time.
But we should not,
you know,
those are, you know, the ones that are sponsoring this reparation thing, shouldn't let them do people do it, man. We should say, listen, we already got ours laid out. It's laid out. You understand? They got a thing on YouTube, or it says 12.9 million for unpaid wages, slave wages. Then they got plus Jim Crow impact. You understand? Labor market discrimination, health care and education. You understand? And then they got the criminal system. That's $4.2 trillion. So our case is already laid out. And if they want to say that they owe reparations, they got to make their own case. That's just my opinion, man. You know, I would tell them all the same thing, man. You understand? That they got to make their case. You understand? You can't grab on to our coattails and tag along, you understand, so you can get some money or whatever it is. You understand? They not even under any of those things. Under none of them. You understand? Guys, he said, you understand, we had some people come over here on the ships and this and that and the other, you know, and they didn't benefit. You understand? Okay, but that's part of your case. That's part of your case. That's just my opinion, man. I don't want us to get tied up with them guys, man. You understand what I'm saying? And when our case is all, and see, that destroys us, man. You understand? As a nation, when we let them people tag along, you understand what I'm saying? Let us get some, and if you know, you understand? And then y'all come along and build your own case. And if you find out, see, they got to understand that when they start to try to build their case, it's all tied up. It's going to be that they ain't going to get a dime because they were responsible for the slave trade. Their forefathers, they were the ones that benefited, whether they got money or whether they were able to benefit. You understand? That's their stuff that they have to build. That's just my opinion, man. I would, you know, those sponsors, you understand, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee and you know, all of those sponsors that she got, I would not let them get their fingers in this here. You understand? We tell Africa to get them folks out of there and let them leave them people alone, let them do their thing. You understand? And now we still want to tag along and get them. Oh, man. This destroys us. As a people's, that's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, you're entitled to that. I just didn't know, you know, what was going on or what was happening with it because I just didn't know. But, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's something. But
it says
great substance. He said
we're
going to come out with great wealth. So, I mean, you know, we'll see if that's the way he's going to do it.
Well, you know, and, well, for me, it ties right in. at this particular time. You know, it's never been so pronounced as it is during this time when our punishment is up. You understand? It ties right in from my perspective. Now, I don't know what our great substance is, if it's this reparations or whatever. You understand? I don't know. You understand? But you understand? It's just coincidental. You understand that this all coming out so pronounced now. Everybody's talking about, you understand, this reparations. Everybody's talking about our punishment being up in 2019. You understand? So all of this kind of wraps it all up for me. You understand? It says right here, it says, what factors contributed to the cost of reparations for slavery? And it gives us what I mentioned earlier. You understand? And years ago, they had a number that they came up with. It was $717 trillion. That's what they had years and years ago. You understand? See, we take, you know, here's what we do. You understand? Instead of us sticking to what we say, you understand? Oh, they ain't going to pay this. Okay, so we'll cut it down. You know, we take the low side. One thing that I know right now, you understand? Remember now, years and years and years and years ago in ancient times, man, you know, we had all the courage because the Almighty was with us, you understand? So we could stand up. Right now, I see us standing a little bit, you understand? We're moving into that courage. We're getting more courage now to speak out, you understand, about what's going on and what happens with us and this and that and the other. Before, man, you know, we were in the middle of this thing, man, you understand, we were scared to say a word, you understand? 50 guys standing around while one of those Europeans was beating on a brother, you understand what I'm saying? And nobody jumped in, you understand, to do anything because we lost our courage. Now we're regaining our courage. Hallelujah.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, all praises to the Most High, y'all. I haven't been watching it, you know, because we've been busy trying to build this thing up. I haven't really been paying it a whole lot of attention. And if that's the way y'all coming, all praises to him. You know, not anything that, you know, I mean, you know, I want to see it happen. And if he said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If that's how he's going to do it, then all praises, you know. But, you know, and then my thing is that still's not enough money. Not for 400 years of slavery and mistreatment. And because I look at it like this, you all got rich as a result of the fact that you have free labor. These corporations make $17 trillion. In a year's time, doing absolutely nothing. So that's not, there's no compensation that you can possibly pay for people who had to work free. But the Most High sent us here. So, I mean, you know, all of it, it's a catch-22 to it all.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, my thing is that they took everything. Everything. If we were to be able to get to build a nation or build ourselves up as a nation, that was cut short. They cut that out. You understand what I'm saying? And they brought us over here. Now we struggle to find out a way in this society. And I say this all the time. You understand? Is that they took all the jobs away from us. You understand? They left us with nothing in the ghetto. You understand? Then they put narcotics in the picture. You understand? We had sold those narcotics. Of course, all the things that they did, they put it. You understand? They put the two gangs was fighting one another. They put guns in the ghetto in one of the gangs, and they put guns in the other gangs. Of course, we gonna shoot one another, kill one another. We had strikes with one another. You understand? But this is because they brought us over here. There wasn't no handbook in showing us what we need to do. And they came with beaten, maimed, and murdered us. You understand what I'm saying? And now when we try to find a way out of this mess, you understand? Of course it's gonna get out of hand. You understand? There ain't no handbook. You understand? There ain't no instructions. You understand? You know, and so we went through this here, and now, and see, and on top of that, you understand, they, and we got to understand that these people, are no people, are people void of understanding, have no compassion for or consideration for the young or the old. So they could not see that. Well, maybe we need not to do this here. We need to try to fix this here. We need blah blah blah. They chained and whipped and put us in the penitentiary. You understand? There's 2 million of our brothers and sisters in the penitentiary for frivolous charges, not even murder, not even bank robbery. You understand? How many of our brothers is in the penitentiary for robbing the bank? Not very many. You understand? But you can find them Europeans in the bank in there for bank robbery.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's just unfortunate, but I mean, we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, we know that this is the hand of the Almighty, man, because see, what happened, what I'm seeing here, you understand, is that we had to go through this, you understand what I'm saying, for us to understand where our power lies, who our God is, and you know, you understand. If we didn't go through this, you understand, we'd be wiped out like all the other nations. You understand? But the Almighty told us He was not going to never make an end to us. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, so we had to go through this in order to learn who we are. We got to be able to teach it to our children, you understand, and our grandchildren and the grands after that. You understand? So this is where we're at now. You understand what I'm saying? That's just my opinion, man.
Well, I mean, you sound really excited, and I'm glad that you are. I mean, because, you know, you're a lot older than me. You've seen a lot more than I have seen, you know, in terms of what we went through as a people. So, I mean, I hope that it does pan out to be that. I see you, area code 919. I hope that it pans out to be that and that they give a decent amount of money to everybody who's supposed to get it. You know, and it's not done in social service programs. Because that's how they get out of it. They apply it to social service programs, and then they hire all these administrators, and the money goes towards the administrative fees, and then they put all these stipulations on the program as to who can afford it and who can't, and how much money you have to have or you don't have to have. I just hope that they cut a check and give it to everybody tax free. Because if you got to be taxed on it too, well, that's not giving you any reparation.
That is correct. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I agree with that. I agree with that. You understand? You know, you understand? But, then, you know, see, the only problem, see, it's already been established, I think. I believe that it's already been established that they owe us $17.1 trillion. Now, how they distribute it, you understand, that got to be figured out. But I won't mind in cash. I'm out. You understand what I'm saying? I want a free passport to go anywhere I decide that I want to go. You understand what I'm saying? And I want mine in gold and silver. Or at least half of it.
Hold on. Area code 919, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Area code 919. Hello? Maybe she pushed
Take yourself off the mute.
Yeah, take yourself off mute because we can't hear you.
Oh, I don't have anything to say. I'm just getting situated.
Okay,
no problem. Hold on, Brother Yerushalayim. Brother Yerushalayim, Sister Rachel, your mic is open.
Shalom. Yeah, I was just listening to the conversation. I want to say this, you know. And it is just my way I see things sometimes. But I don't think them folks ain't finna give us no dollars. They ain't finna give you no gold, no silver. They got to be made to do that. It's been put in their minds, I think, that they owe us at this last minute. I think the Most High is going to have to beat them down with some plagues for them folks to give up anything and they realize who we are. Then they be willing to. But right now, no.
Well, you know,
and
one thing that I'm finding.
They don't want to admit. They don't want to admit that we're the people.
No.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Brother Donia.
Oh, the thing is with me is that You understand? Remember now when we was in Egypt. See, this is not, see, like I say, man, this is a carbon copy of Egypt.
Yeah.
You understand? They got this strong arm guy in there as the modern day Pharaoh. You understand? Now, when the Almighty tells us that we're going to come out with great substance, I don't know whether it's going to be this reparations or not. You understand? But I'm looking at the fact that things are starting to move. You understand? You know, in our favor. You understand? You know, you understand? So if they're talking about, you know, I mean, it's got to be, listen, whether or not they give it to us or not, this is the figure that they owe us. You understand? $17.1 trillion. You understand? Now, the Almighty said, you know, and then so we got, what, 35 more days before, you understand, our punishment is up. You understand? So look at how things is just moving so aggressively. You understand what I'm saying? In our favor. Hallelujah.
I agree with that. I just feel like they're going to have to experience some stuff here. Because remember, the Pharaoh back in Egypt, he was like, I know not your God. I know not your people. And the Pharaoh said, hey, make bricks without straw. He did all that stuff until them plagues hit him, just like they're saying now. Nobody alive back from back then. We don't owe y'all nothing. And they going to have to see.
That is correct. You understand? Now, one thing that we've got to understand. Now, even though the history repeats itself, the Almighty got to do a more aggressive thing here today. Our forefathers and our nation is scattered through the four corners of the earth. So it's got to be a more aggressive thing here today. You understand? You know. Now I'm not. You know. By no means do I understand what the Almighty is doing. I don't know how he's going to do it, but it just seems to me, you understand, that this stuff is just falling into place, you understand, day after day, week after week, you understand, and on top of that, the days is hastening, you understand, these days is coming around real fast, you understand, so, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know, you understand, I'm giving you what I'm looking at, and I'm doing an analysis on what I'm seeing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, we just gotta trust Yah. I mean, we just gotta trust in him and make sure, you know, that we do everything that we possibly can do. You know, to be prepared to receive, because if he said it, it's coming to pass. If
absolutely.
We just, you know, we can rock our brain and try to figure out how he's going to do it. But if he said it, it's coming to pass.
Remember what he hardened Pharaoh's heart. And at the end of it, Pharaoh said, go and bless me also.
Hallelujah.
You know,
I just see
a more aggressive thing that's about to transpire, man. That's just my opinion.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Most Mighty Yah. Glory to his name.
He said, you know, I like how Sister Yaina had put it a long time ago. He said, I'm your God. Get back to work.
That's what he's saying.
Oh man, hardened his heart real bad, boy. Dad, I'm your God. Get your cardio back to work.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? I just want to make the announcement that we have been approved for the Jefferson Memorial. They are sending us our permit. Okay, I just got your email that we've been approved for that. Everything is ready to go.
Hallelujah.
To the Most High God. We're going to get there, all praises. And
hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, Yah is doing his thing. He's doing his thing, and we just got to let him do it. You know, we really do. Hold on, let me tell you exactly how many days away we are. I'm getting ready to pull it up right now. Today, we're a little bit more than 35, Brother Donnie. A little bit more. Let me see. Today is the 9th. We are 42 days away from
okay.
the 20th.
All right, I was 42 wrong.
42 days away. That's all right. I just want to make sure we got the right count. We're down to 42 days away from August the 20th.
Okay.
And you know, we're doing what we're doing. I mean, you know, we're getting ourselves ready. We're getting ready to do what we got to do, and all praises to the Most High Yah. What a day.
Hallelujah.
What a beautiful
day. Why do you say August the 20th when it's 2019?
Well, that's when the curse is over, August 20th of 2019.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, I beg your pardon. Yeah.
That's
well,
when
you know,
over.
I'm just
August
saying.
August 20th,
2019. I'm just saying, you know, when you know, okay, I'm just giving you all my opinion and how I'm looking at this stuff. You understand what I'm saying? On a daily basis, because that's all I got to do. You understand? And
mm-hmm.
I don't see no negativity in this. I see all positive.
Oh.
You understand? Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, absolutely. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the mighty
yeah.
God.
And, you know, what the positive that I see, that our punishment is just about to get... We're getting relinquished from our punishment, and all of a sudden, you understand, they're talking about this reparation thing. Now I don't know, you know, and I just don't want to be presumptuous, you understand, to think that this is all connected, blah, blah, blah. It just appears to me to be so, you know, they're talking about reparations, and our punishment is up in 2019. You understand? That's kind of, you know, and what we got, 42 more days?
42 more days.
You know, this reparation ain't going to happen so abruptly. You understand? You know, I mean, they got to work it out on who's going to get what and how they going to distribute that money, you understand? Because they owe us, you understand? And remember now, Pharaoh said, you understand, go, but bless me also. That was at the end of them curses. So, you know, I'm looking, all of this stuff is kind of connected, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming together for sure. We just got to wait and see. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We just going to wait and see what y'all going to do, because we can't do nothing about it no way, because then my thing is, how do you determine who did it? How do you determine? Well, we got to go get a DNA test done before you give it to us. I mean,
well,
because
see,
we
you
all
know,
came
they
got shit.
Look at that. You know what they said, and on another YouTube program, they was talking about, you understand, the consideration on who's gonna get what. You understand? They got passports that people have gotten that came over here. You understand, at a certain period of time. You understand, and how they going to, what's name? Then they got a ledger, you understand, of who's on that boat and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And then certain people, I'm sure, like myself, I got some historic family paperwork stating that my grandfather fought in World War One, you understand, or World War Two, one of them things. I got the paperwork in there, so it's got a, you know, there's got a little, lot of facets to this thing, you understand. And we got 42 more days to figure it out before our punishment is up. Now, who's to say how long we gonna be here after our punishment is up? Now, that's something else that we have to look into. But this is the Almighty's hand, man. He's making this happen. Hallelujah.
So what about the people who don't have proof? What about the people who can't prove it? But they, and I can't believe they got any kind of ledgers or mess, because we was, ain't no way they could have kept up with who went where and how many people was traded off when they sent a husband one way and a wife one way and the kids went in two different directions. Ain't no way you're going to come up now with no ledger talking about we can identify who you are. No. I don't even know how they're going to even begin to do that. I really don't even know how they're going to do that one. I don't.
Well, you know, like I said, man, this is the Almighty's orchestration. He's making this stuff happen. You understand? And it's no for a shorty. You understand? We're going to be able to get out this mess with great substance. This is what he said. So I'm, you know, and you know, it's for all of those big minds, you understand, that's putting this all together, you understand what I'm saying? It's for them to make sure that and figure it out, you understand what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know at all, period. You understand? But I'm just saying that the Almighty said that we're going to leave here with great substance. He didn't say we're going to have it while we're here. He said, when on the way out the door, they're going to hand you your package.
I'll praise it. I mean, it's enough to get excited about. It really is. It really is.
Yeah, I'm excited, man, because for one thing that I'm excited about is that our punishment is up, man. You know, we got a little more courage today. We can stand up, man. We ain't got to take that nonsense that they give us all the time. You understand? We can stand up and feel good about standing up. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of stuff is happening, man. I mean, there was a situation with a brother or sister. I can't remember. You understand? But you understand? Had it happened 100 years ago, man, they would have cowered down. They wouldn't even, you know, they would not have said anything. But we standing up today, man. It just appears to me that this stuff is the hand of the Almighty, man, giving us that courage, man. That, you understand? And I'm loving every minute of it. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll praise you to the. It's like I said, hallelujah. Oh, we got people are pushing one. Hold on. Area code 540, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Brother, you're watching on. Brother Adonia, I left your mic open. 540,
okay.
Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes. As we look at this reparation that's coming forth, it's good that it's coming forward. However, if they would honestly pay the reparations that is actually owed, this country will be shut down. There will be nothing left for it to be run. And that's the honest truth. They owe a whole lot. And they know it, but they will not want to pay.
Yep. Well, see, the thing is that this country is going down anyway because it's supposed to go down. You understand what I'm saying? No. Now, you understand? I'm sure this is my assessment, and I don't know. You understand? But they're going to figure it out where they're going to give $1 trillion this year and $1 trillion next year until they pay up that $17 trillion if this society is going to last. But this society is not going to last. You understand? You know, we might not get no whole trillion, $17 trillion before when on our way out the door. You understand? Because they ain't got no. First and foremost, the dollar is not worth a dollar. You understand? You understand? It's worth about 23 cents. If we take a real hard look at it, because they ain't got no backing. It used to be backed by gold and silver. It ain't backed by gold and silver no more. And it's been depreciating. And no country, I mean, most of the countries, Russia, China, you understand, Iran, and all of those eastern countries, not accepting the dollar anymore. So it would be no good to us, period.
That's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting just to see what the Most High does and how he does it, because everybody is running, breaking their neck, trying to fulfill prophecy. And one thing about it is it's already worked out. They can't even be, like I said, they can't even begin to pay back for the labor. It was the labor that built this country into what it is. And the fact that we were here. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited. I mean, you know, I hope everything goes the way you know, we all hope it's going to go and that we plan for it to go, but we just have to play it by ear and wait on y'all. That's the biggest thing.
Absolutely correct. You understand? You know, we don't
have
you're
talking about $17 trillion. You're talking about $17 trillion, and that's going to be spread among how many millions of people?
42 million in America.
So just in America, 42 million. Somebody, can somebody do the math? How much is that if they could literally split that up between us all? Before
I don't know how much. I don't know how much $1 trillion is. You understand? So
hey,
I don't know. Say what?
Sister Yana, they said it. That there's only like 30 million of those that are descendants of the slaves right here, and that came up to like 570,000, something like that a piece.
Well, we'll see. You know, $70,000. Yeah. Well, we'll see. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so know for a surety that the Almighty said that we was gonna leave out here with great substance. So I'm not even concerned with how they gonna split it up, what they gonna give us. Know for a surety, I'm concerned about that American dollar because it ain't no good nowhere. You understand? You know. But I just gotta see. So what we understand here, I just brought that to the table. You understand? You know, to let us know that this stuff is working. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I said it's a good talking point. It is, because I mean, when you start thinking about Ray Ray and Pookie and them and all they, Lord have mercy. I mean, you know, it has to. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's just what I'm concerned with, you understand, and what gives me the glee, you understand, is that, you understand, that the Almighty is working in our behalf, you understand? Who gets the money and this and that and the other, the Almighty is powerful beyond compare, and he's not going to fail us at this hour, you understand? This thing is going to transpire the way he wanted to be. You understand? And it's just exciting for me to know that all of this stuff is falling right in line with what he had said. We're going to leave here with great substance. You understand? And this is it says when our punishment is up, he's going to judge these peoples. And after that, he's going to bring us out with great substance. So, you know, let's take a look at that. You understand? He said there's going to be a great destruction before we, because they're going to judge. He's going to judge these folks. You understand? And then after that, he's going to bring us out with great substance. You understand? So we're going to be in the midst of all of this judgment time. We're going to see things go down. You understand? Our heart going to think for what our eyes going to see. You understand? On how they and how our brothers and sisters. But we got to have that faith in the Almighty and trust in him. You understand? That he, for me, he going to have to, I trust that he going to do what he say he going to do. As long as I have trust and faith in the Creator, you understand? I don't believe that they going to do anything for us. I mean, to us. He said, also the scriptures read, you understand, that nothing that they derive against us will prevail because he's watching over us, period. That's just me.
I believe that, too. I do. I'm with you 100%. I believe that. I really do. I believe that with my whole heart.
Yeah.
I really do.
And we can see this place falling down, coming apart, man. They got this homosexual, this pedophilia, you understand? They got Trump, you understand, fighting for his life. You understand what I'm saying? And the infrastructure is crumbling, you understand, right underneath us. You understand? This place has got to go. It's not, you understand? And they haven't even thought, and, you know, in order for them to get that infrastructure down, it's going to take more than 20 years. To get it back up to where it's supposed to living standards. You understand? Ooh, it's gonna be a mess, and we gonna be right in the mix. hid out in those, in the clefts of the rocks and behind and by the seashores and in the bushes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be hid out, man. Then afterwards, the Almighty going to send an angel. I don't know which one. One of his archangels to come and get us out of these places, man. And when we leave out, we gonna have great substance. That's just opinion of mine. You understand?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, everybody. Let me say something to everybody. Everybody and their mama is watching this whole thing. This thing has spread across the country like wildfire. Everybody's talking about the 400 years this and the 400 years that and 2019 and August 20th for 20. Everybody is talking about this. Everybody.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. You understand? And that's the awakening. You understand? And the gathering. You understand? You know? You understand? Because somebody, you know, some of us are gonna cleave to one another. You understand what I'm saying? For our salvation while we're here in this society, you understand? You know, and our courage is coming back. All of this stuff is working hand in hand. And it's a positive thing, you understand? I haven't seen, I can't find nothing negative about none of this stuff, man.
Right, absolutely not. Absolutely. It's just a pleasure to be here. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited. It brings tears to your eyes that we have made it to this point. The fact that we made it is a miracle.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I didn't have to be here. You know, I can only speak for myself. I didn't have to be here. I could have been doing something else or I've been gone from here. But y'all saw fit for me to be a part of this part of it. You know, what a blessing it is.
That is correct. Absolutely. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful, you understand, that you have made it, to this point, and I'm thankful that all of us that are living, whether we know ourselves or not, whether we're conscious folks or not, you understand, we still here. We got a chance. We got a chance of making this thing, making it all the way through, you understand? And we got hope, actually, you understand? It talks about how what the Almighty going to do. You understand? All we got to do is pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. You understand? And he will forgive our sins. Hallelujah, man. You know, and I got some sins that he can forgive, man, because I'm praying that he work with me on them.
Everybody is true. Everybody got that prayer, like, please don't leave me. And with the rest of these folks, I want to leave. I mean, hearing my mom and them say that. It's like I'm just sitting here just flabbergasted at the fact that they're even contemplating the choice. Every time they call me almost every day, like, we down to 42 more days. You know, it's like, wow, y'all keeping count? I ain't even keeping count.
Hallelujah.
42 more days. All praises to the Most High Yah.
I'm overwhelmed with glee, you understand, and you know, because I you know, with my, I don't want to even think about whether or not, you understand, I deserve to be here or not. I just pray that the Almighty relinquishes me from some of from all of my indiscretions. You understand those bad habits that I have acquired. You understand what I'm saying? And allow me to make it into the kingdom of Yah. That's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. And I pray that He works with all my brothers and sisters. You understand? And my friends and people that are, you know, it, you know, there's a lot of our brothers and sisters, you understand, that's not conscious yet. They don't, but they got an opportunity here. They got an opportunity. You understand? Before the Almighty closes this door, you understand? They got an opportunity. You understand? I don't know when his door is gonna be closed or anything like that at all. You understand? But I know that they have an opportunity. You understand? To turn from the wicked ways. You understand? You know, my son, my daughter. You understand? And all my children. You understand what I'm saying? I'm praying for them. I'm praying that they make some moves to not to, you understand, to turn from their wicked ways, man, because that's all we got. That's an opportunity for us.
All we got. It's all we got.
Yeah.
Woo, Lord have mercy. What an exciting time it is. It's kind of a scary time because you don't know what to expect, but you know you're going to be all right in the arms of God. You know you're going to be all right with him. Either way we go, you know you're going to be. And I mean, it's just so amazing because, you know, this is the first time that we got two people on the earth professing to be the same people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going in two different directions, you know. But everybody has a part that they have to play. So everybody's playing their part, and God is making sure that we get where we need to go. And I thought about it today. I said, I wonder do people really realize what's getting ready to happen? You know, that he's coming out of a whole other dimension to enter this dimension and going to set up a kingdom while this stuff is still going on. I mean, that's some sci-fi stuff right there. You know, and I just wonder, do people really realize what this thing is all about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, like I said, man, they got a lot of brothers and sisters that's not conscious. They even got some conscious brothers and sisters that understand, but they still, you understand, are fighting it. You understand? Like my ex-wife and 46 other folks went to Israel. You understand? And I haven't spoken to them, you know, to find out, you know, to even question, you know, not question them so much, but to find out their thinking. See, I know that they followed all, you know, from what I understood, and that's why I'm not a part of that congregation anymore, is because they fallen backwards. They taking up the what do they call it, the rabbi stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I know that that's not us at all. Period. You understand? But I have to, you know. So when you ask the you know about whether or not they understand or you understand? I don't know. You understand? My ex-wife going to the Jewish church. You understand? That don't sit well with me. You understand? That means that they haven't learned nothing in all the years. The Cohen that we was affiliated under, he came out from amongst those folks and set up Hashavah Yisrael because he knew that he found out that that's not us. You understand what I'm saying? You know, there's a lot of things that we did not do in ancient times that they doing now. You understand, that they acquired. You understand? We didn't have drums. We were not drummers. We learned that while we was in Africa. You understand? We didn't wear turbans. We wore bonnets. You understand? We didn't have prayer shawls and all of that stupid stuff. We didn't have yarmulkes. And, you know, so, you understand, instead of us looking at those things, you understand, you know, and I understand. I understand this. It's because the indoctrination is so deep, man. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and they try to incorporate that stuff into Hebrew Israelite stuff or try to build a culture with that stuff included. That's not going to work. Hallelujah.
Nope. I'll praise it to the Most High. I understand exactly what you're saying. I do. But all we can do is pray.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. That's all you can do.
Now, I know that's right.
It's a sad case of a people trying to find their culture. Everybody's just trying to find their culture. They're trying to identify with who we are because we have been told that we were so many different things for so long that now we know for a shadow of a doubt that we are the Israelites, and we're just trying to find our culture. And like I said, this is the first time that we have people in our land that have created a culture that we're trying to gravitate to, and the Most High ain't even had nothing to do with that. I mean, he allowed them to do what they're doing, but that has nothing to do with us.
That is correct. Absolutely.
You know, so.
I just was watching the Tupac story. And mm-hmm. I didn't watch the whole thing. Matter of fact, I just watched bits and pieces. One of the parts that I watched, he was talking about the rap culture. We, you know, they trying to steal our culture, the rap culture. You understand? So they affiliated ourselves, and we affiliated ourselves with stupidity, dumb stuff. That's not a culture. You understand? You know? You understand? You know, it's just messed up. But like I said now, you understand, they got an opportunity. We can have an opportunity to make it into the kingdom of Yah. You understand? At this particular time, we got 42 more days before our punishment is up. You understand? I don't know what's going to happen after that. I know what the Almighty said is going to happen. He's going to judge these folks, you understand? And after then, he's going to bring us out with great substance, you understand? So, we got those things to look forward to, you understand what I'm saying? And I don't know whether it's going to be everybody, neither. I mean, all, those that are culturally astute, you understand? You know, they got a lot of stuff going on, man. You understand? You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, but we just got to trust y'all. That's all we can do. I trust y'all. I do. I trust him. I don't understand him a lot of times and the way he operates, but he told you in his word, my thoughts and your thoughts are as different as the east is from the west. Don't sit down and try to figure me out because you can't. Because guess what? I wrote the end from the beginning. So the exit strategy and the great wealth was already worked out. It's already worked out. So, you know, however he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And we're going to trust him that he's going to do it. Because guess what? They still ain't found Solomon's they still haven't found Solomon's wealth and all the gold and all the wealth of Solomon that everybody's been looking for. They don't know where it is. The Most High can fix something like that. Well, that opens up and we walk up out of here so rich we don't know what we're going to do with all the stuff. We just don't know how he's going to do it. You know, but I
Absolutely.
Trust that he's going to do it.
Absolutely. We just like anything else, man, we surmise. Oh, this is going to happen. I believe that this is going to happen. I see that this is happening. And that's all I'm trying to do. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to give us some hope to know that the Almighty, he would never make an end to us. Never. And out of it all, Jacob, be saved. So those are the things that I grab hold to, you understand, knowing that the Almighty is not going to fail us in this hour. Hallelujah.
You know, I'm sitting here staring at them. I guess they orange. They look orange, but I think they might be pink. Some pink roses. And you know, I'm looking at these roses, and they're just absolutely beautiful. And to just see how the rose twirls up into a perfect circle. And I just sat here like, that came from a seed. You know?
Okay. Okay.
You know, I mean, you know my mind. It goes to turning like this thing twirls into a perfect circle, and it has a pellet that pulls off in a circle, and it came from a seed. You know,
that is
so
correct.
If our God can make something so beautiful from a simple seed, we ain't got nothing else to worry about. I mean, for real, we just don't have anything to worry about. Now, man can jump the hoops and they can try to figure out they can try to control what the reparations going to be and all that kind of stuff. And guess what? They may give us some, but guarantee that's just lunch money. That is nothing compared to what Yah said. Because when he say great, your definition and my definition of great does not match up to what he said. And he said we was going to come out with great stuff. So great
Absolutely.
With him is a whole lot. It's a whole lot. It ain't nothing the government could give us to match up to his definition of what great substance means.
That is absolutely correct. And when you mention about seed, you know that we're organic. You know that, right? You understand?
Yeah,
The Almighty created us from the dust of the earth. And that, you know what that means to me? That all all of the substances that's in the earth, you know, all of the substance that's in the earth is in you. You understand?
Yes, sir. Everything. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Absolutely, you're right. So what do we have to worry about? What? Nothing. We don't have nothing to worry about. And if, like I said, if they give it to us, take it. That's lunch money. That's all that'll be, is lunch money, compared to what his definition of great is.
That is correct.
Take
absolutely.
Go shopping. Get you some prep and store it up and do some stuff that you need to do for your family, your children, and do whatever it is. But that's not his definition of what $500,000 is. Not y'all's definition of great stuff. I promise you it's not.
Hallelujah.
Some people make that money in a year. There's some people on this phone that's making that kind of money a year. So that's not great substance. But we appreciate whatever the effort is. But you know what I'm saying? But there's no amount of money in the world that can make up for hundreds of years of free labor. But nevertheless, he got it already prepared. It's already worked out.
Yeah. Well, one thing that we know, you understand, that it's going to be after this, the judgment that the Almighty going to put on her.
Yes.
You understand? So I don't know, you know, what I can't imagine what the great substance is. You understand? Whether it's money, jewelry, gold and silver, and precious jewels. I do not know. You understand? But it's all going to be revealed to us in a timely manner. You understand? You know, like I said, yeah. Man, out of it all, Jacob shall be saved. You understand? You know,
yeah.
So all we got to do, only thing that we got is our prayers. All we got is our prayers. You understand what I'm saying? And relinquish ourselves from all of those evil and wicked things that we know that's held us back. And it don't mean that you did such horrendous things. You understand? Some of those little teeny-weeny things that we do that could blossom like that rose that you're saying. You understand? Into something horrendous. Mm-hmm. You understand? We need to get rid of all of those little things, man. Pray and ask the Almighty, you understand, to take that away from you. You understand? You know, that's what I'm trying to do. You understand? And we never, I'm going to be honest with you, you never know whether you relinquish yourself from those things until you're confronted with it.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know what, Brother Donnell? The rose even got the nerve to have a smell to it, and it's beautiful. I said, how can all of this come from a seed?
Okay.
Just a seed. You put the seed in the dirt, and the rose bush grows, and the flowers blossom on the stem, and they blossom in a circle, and it's got a scent to it. From a seed.
Absolutely. Positively. And it has a seed also that will establish another rose.
Yes, it has a seed within itself. Yeah, everything do. Yes,
okay.
It does. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, when I owned my house, when I used to cut the grass, the man would always tell me, look, if it's not a whole lot of grass, just leave it there. Because the seed in the grass will grow other grass. And I'm like, oh. And sure enough, it did. It sure did.
Absolutely.
What a God we serve. What kind of God is this that's powerful enough to do these simple things? He said it takes the simple things to confound the wise, because you're just looking at it and you can't figure out how that rose goes into a complete circle down to the last petal. And you know, you're looking like, how did he do that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. He's just amazing. He is amazing.
It just shows you how perfect the Almighty is. You understand?
My goodness.
And nothing, you know, they didn't need to add anything to the Almighty's creation, but they did. They tried to add.
They tried.
You understand?
Yep.
They got in the ocean. They got thousands and thousands of ships in the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean, that's destroying the the fish of the sea, you understand, creating all kinds of fish, man, you know. I mean, because of, you understand, their interpretation of what life is about is distorted.
Yeah, that's the enemy, though. That's the enemy. The enemy is always somewhere trying to play Yah. And that's what I said. If they want to give us the money, take the money. But that's not his idea of great wealth, not $500,000. But we appreciate, you know, the effort. But that's not Yah. That's not what Yah's talking about. I can guarantee that almost. That's not what he's talking about.
Well, you say take the money and keep it moving.
Yeah. Yeah, pay your student loans off, you know, pay some bills off. So, you know, whatever is whatever. And you know, say thank you. You know, never tell. I was always taught if someone give you something, always say thank you. You know, but keep it moving, because y'all got something greater for us. This been in the works since the beginning of time. And ain't nobody going to mimic it. Ain't nobody going to take his place. Ain't nobody going to get no glory. He going to show up and do what he said he's going to do. And they're going to be standing there wondering, how did they get all this stuff?
That is correct.
Where did all that stuff come from? It's like, look, hey.
Didn't we just have them under our foot?
Yeah. Dude, where did they get all that gold and silver from? We thought we bought up all the gold and silver. No, you ain't got it all.
Mm-mm. They told me a long time ago. I heard from another brother, you understand, that gold that Solomon had, silver and gold and all of those, that precious stuff, is under the desert. Is in the desert, and it will reveal itself when we get back into that region.
That's a possibility. Anything is possible at this point. Anything is possible at this point. We're dealing with the Almighty God, the true and living Elohim, the one who put the sun suspended to have the sun and the moon up in the sky that don't fall down. We're dealing with that God. There's nothing he can't do. There's nothing he can't accomplish. But all we tell you is to believe. And I just say, why do we keep saying, if you can believe that I can do it? You know why? Because he comes in his own time, and he do that on purpose to see if so much time has lapsed that you will give in and believe he's not coming. Because if he said he's coming, and he can't go back on his word. He can't go back on his word.
Absolutely.
So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, just be encouraged, because what other nation is talking like this? How many other nations is on blog talk talking like this? None.
They don't have no clue. They have no clue.
No. No, we're the only people that's got this hope right now at this time. They still trying to hold on to the rapture and, oh, what a great time it is. We at the end of this thing, the rapture is about to happen, and we can ready to fly away from here. And I just listen to them like, well, we're going to see how that work out.
I want to know where they're going.
I look, after a while you come to the conclusion, you know, that maybe you had wrong impression about this thing, but every man got to be persuaded in his own mind. And time does a wonderful thing on a person's thinking and the way they think. Because when it don't happen after a while, you got to go back and ask yourself, maybe we thought this thing to be wrong. So we'll see. Because, I mean, you know, I'll never shoot nobody down with what they believe, but we'll see. We will. But they still talking like that. They still on television talking like that. They still on YouTube talking like that, because they have given their people a hope that is not supposed to be. But we're going to see.
That is correct. That is there. Well, you know, I'm sorry I took over the show today. You understand? I didn't really want to.
No.
I just wanted to bring that to the attention of our brothers and sisters, the letter, that's some hope that we got. We got some hope here. You understand?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
whether
we
get that money here or we get that after our punishment. But I don't think it's going to happen before then. before our punishment is up. I just don't think that. They still trying to figure it out and how they put it together and who going to get what and, you understand, how they going to distribute, because they owe us that money. Now, whether we get it or not, you understand, it's on them. But that's you know, like the Almighty has said, man, you got to tell it whether they hear or forbear.
That's true.
So, you know, whether we get that money or this and that, you know. But, see, it's going to be the hand of the Almighty that's going to make them do what's right. You understand? For us. Now, you understand, for all of their atrocities and things that they have done, they got to pay. They're going to have to pay. But they also, I remember now, that's what happened with Pharaoh. You understand? He said, man, I'm your God. Get back to work. You understand? So he pushed us, you know, you understand? And then all of a sudden, at the end of the thing, when his son got killed, you understand, you know, he said, go, He said, go and bless me also.
He said, go and bless me also.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you understand, I could see them at the end of this stuff when stuff is falling all apart and you know, I mean, the hand of the Almighty, you understand, bringing along these plagues, you understand, the earthquakes, tornadoes, you understand, and everything at one time. Oh, man, they're going to say, hey, man, you understand, we understand now. Here, take this, you understand, take that, you understand, go with this here. That's a possibility. You understand what I'm saying? But we got a creator that loves us, man. We still here. We have done atrocities in the same vein as all of them other nations. But he said he would not make an end to us. You understand? Because of Abraham. You understand? Because he loved Abraham. Because Abraham, you understand, blindly was going to kill his son. You understand? Because the Almighty told him. And he blindly, and the Almighty said, no, man, there's a lamb caught, something caught in the bushes over there, man. You understand? Put him on there. You understand? And he gave Abraham, and ever since then, you understand, he loved his people, man. Even I'm talking about we've done atrocities after atrocities after atrocities. You understand?
Yeah.
And we are still here as a peoples, as a nation, in fact. You understand? Because he never relinquishes us from being a nation after he said, after we came out of Egypt. After we came out of Egypt, you understand, we were a nation and we still a nation. It's just that we're a nation in exile. You said that.
We're in exile. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're a nation in exile. What a thing to be. What a way to be. I mean, for real. And we, wow, it's a blessing. Like I said, I it brings tears to my eyes every time I think about what we did to get here, how long we've been here, and the fact that we're the ones that's awake at this time to see this thing happen. It's just a miracle.
Absolutely.
It's a miracle.
Absolutely.
It's a miracle.
It's the hand of the Almighty Yah. He said, man, that he would never make an end to us. So at some point, you understand, you know, we have to recognize that he is our God and he's not going to fail us. He's not. He's not going to do that. You understand? You know, here we are 42 days away from our punishment being relinquished, and we're still here.
We're still here. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Glory to God. Well, guess what? We're going to be here. Hopefully we'll all make it to the point where we get to get on them ships together. That's my goal. That's my prayer to the Most High. I just want to be able to make it to the wilderness, you know, and have my children make it with me, you know, and be able to drink some real water and eat some real food.
Ooh.
And live a while. You know what I'm saying? While
good.
I'm there. I mean, you know, I know I'm getting older, you know, and I don't know if he's going to extend life at that point, but to just be able just to live for a little while.
Yep, that is correct. Well, the Almighty, you understand, you know, he's going to bring us to a place, you understand, where, You can drink the living waters. You understand? That's, mm-hmm. That restores life. You understand? Have you jumping around like a gazelle?
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm telling you.
You understand? He relinquishes all of that pain and anguish and hostilities that we have. You understand? You know, if we get opportunities to go into that, to the kingdom of Yah, the way he's going to have it and the way he fixes it and put it all together, you understand? We're going to be happy. We're going to be overwhelmingly happy. You understand? You know, and I'm looking forward to that. You understand? I know that the Almighty is our God, and he's not going to fail us. I don't believe that at all. You understand? He's putting this all together. You said that he wrote the end from the beginning.
He did. Guess what? The wilderness is already prepared. The trees are already
okay.
There. The water is already there waiting on us, and he has it close to hidden. Because if it wasn't hidden, those people would be like, well, we got a right to be there too. This is going to be specifically for Israel and those people that come with Israel. Ain't nobody going to get to walk in there before we walk in there. It's already hidden. It's already there. He doesn't have to prepare it. He said he prepared a place of safety. So the place is already prepared and waiting.
Okay. All right.
They just
that
can't
sounds,
identify
sounds like
where
a...
it is.
Yeah.
They don't know where it is, and they can't get to it because, believe you me, if they could get to it, they would be up in their basin in the water and trying to steal the resources out there. But the Most High said, not this time, you won't. I specifically made this for my people.
Look, anything that the Almighty set aside for his people, nobody else enjoy it. Nobody else going to enjoy it. Look here, you understand? The only reason that the Almighty allows these people to enjoy this place is because this was our punishment. This was not supposed to be allowed. And our punishment, that does not mean that we're going to be down all the time. You understand? We had to live through this here. We had to go through this here. You know, it's all, you know, in the scripture it said, go ahead in the captivity and build houses, you understand, and vineyards and et cetera. You understand? Because we was going to be here for a while. We've been here for 400 years. You understand? And what's so amazing for me is that, you understand, our punishment is almost up. Man, we got 42
almost
more days. Can you
hallelujah.
Imagine?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And,
praise
yeah.
mighty God.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, it's really exciting. You understand? We're in an exciting time. You understand? We shouldn't have to worry because the Almighty, as long as we come back to the Almighty in our captivity, that's what it says, that we got to
that's
come
true.
Back to him in our captivity.
In the
recognize
land with your
him.
Enemy. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what we're trying to do because that's what he said.
Yeah.
We can only go by what he said, and that's what he said. So, I mean, you know, we can do what he said. You know, and yes, the other nations are going to be angry, and yes, they're watching us with an attitude. Ain't nobody rejoicing with us but us. Everybody's rejoicing. Everybody's looking at us with their mouth twisted like, we'll see.
Yeah,
that ain't real. Oh, you better watch. You better believe they are. But they got one eyebrow raised and the mouth twisted on the other side like, okay, we'll see.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing that we have, I've recognized, you understand, is that they don't even matter in my eyes today. They do not.
No.
You understand? You understand? What they say don't have nothing to do with what the Almighty has in store for us, period.
That's
you
right.
understand? Why would
that's
I
right.
even consider that? That's why when I was talking about the reparations, you understand, they want to grab on to our coattails, you understand, and get part. They don't deserve a dime from me, you understand, not from that reparations that we're going to get, you understand, you know. If and when we get some reparations, they shouldn't get a dime. Let them build their own case. You feel like you deserve some reparations and this and that and the other, That's your problem. That's the problem that you got to solve. That's a case that you got to build. Our case is already established. Everybody in the whole earth knows about this slave trade.
And that's true.
And you know, and so I don't even know. You know, like I said, man. You know, those of us that those of our brothers and sisters that spearheading this reparations thing. I want them to know that, man, they shouldn't let them people have anything to do with anything that that's happened with us. They shouldn't. They, you know, you understand? Let them build their own case. You understand? That white guy was trying to make a case, man, that, well, we had some white folks that came over here, you understand, that struggled and this and that and the other. Ain't that their business?
Yeah.
That's their thing. You understand? They struggle, you understand? And why did they struggle? Because them same people that kept us captive kept them down too.
All right. Anybody else want to push one? If you want to, please do that. We still got about 15 minutes before the show is over. I think it's been a great show, you know, to even know that they're talking about this, and it's a good thing that they are. I don't think it's anything negative. You know, everybody's trying to find a way to apologize. You know what I'm saying? Well, we messed up and we could sum up. You know, and it's okay if you want to do that. But, you know, the apology accepted, but it's not going to change the outcome. You know what I'm saying?
That is absolutely correct.
It ain't going to change. We still, the Most High still going to deliver us from here because he said he was. And he's not going to let anybody, he ain't even going to let us come in between his words. If he spoke that out of his mouth, that's coming to pass. So that's what I'm excited about because I want to see, I want to know what it's going to feel like on that ship when we watch and we turn around and look and America is behind us.
Hallelujah. You know, another thing about these reparations things, you know, you understand, Sheila Jackson Lee, I hope they just got an all-black council. You know what I'm saying, of people that spearheading this thing. I don't want them Europeans involved, man, because, you understand, you know, they had an old-time saying, you understand, anytime that we let them folks in, you understand, we don't put our all in it, you understand, because we know that them guys going to save us. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so I just hope that we spearhead this thing our own self, our own folk, you understand? And I don't want them guys in it, man. We, you know, Africa over there in Africa. They trying to get them Europeans out of there. They going through hell trying to get them folks out of there, man. You understand? They coming up with all kinds of excuses why they should be there, this and that and the other. You understand? But they working on it, and it's really a good thing, and it's aggressive. You understand? Zimbabwe and a bunch of those nations, man. Is trying to get them folks up out of there, man.
Well, we on our way home to our land.
We don't need them. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sister Gilly.
No, I'm just saying we're on our way to our land so that he can shield and protect us from his wrath. Because his wrath is coming and the other wrath is coming and it's going to be some drama. So, I mean, you know, just to be able to be a part of that is something, you know, to be able to see that. It really is, you know, and I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that I've had the experience. I'm glad that I was born when I was. I'm glad he showed me some mercy of the way he did, you know, and now I just want to be able to see the rest of it. I've had some health issues and, you know, some other things going on, you know, but I'm fighting through those things because I want y'all to be able to bless because along with the curse ending, we are supposed to be receiving certain blessings and stuff as far as our health is concerned, as far as our physical man is concerned, the way we look, all things are supposed to change. It's supposed to change.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm waiting on that. You know, we've been eating food that's contaminated and, you know, all kind of arthritis and all kind of stuff. We've just been plagued ever since we've been here.
I know that's right. You are absolutely correct. You understand what I'm saying? You know, this was truly a punishment. Truly a punishment.
It was. It truly was. It sure sure was truly a punishment. It was truly a punishment. Yes, it certainly was.
I feel the pain of everybody. You know, they say, oh well, I think that it was too harsh. But we got to understand that we did evil in the eyes of the Almighty, our God, the Almighty Yah. We did evil in His eyes. You understand? We stepped all over His integrity. You understand what I'm saying? If He had anybody that any one of His colleagues, you understand, looked at him and said, man, you was a fool to put them people. Man, you was a fool, boy. You understand? And you know what the Almighty said? He repented the day that He created humans.
So
he said that.
So did.
You understand? Because we was a fool, man. We acted out. You understand? At every chance we got. We worship. The worst thing that we ever did to the Almighty is we paid homage to other gods.
So did.
That was the worst thing that we did. Molech and Baal and all of those gods. You understand? We brought them. What's his name? Solomon brought them and set them up in the courtyard. Come on, man.
Solomon did it. Solomon was given all the wisdom and the understanding. He did it. And it's like, why would you do something like that? And Yah did it. It blessed you the way he did, but I guess he had to. But, you know, I was reading in Jeremiah chapter 44 where the Most High sent Jeremiah to the children of Israel and told them to stop worshiping the Queen of Heaven. And they, you guys, anybody on this line that want to know how bad it was, read Jeremiah 44. Because they told them, we're not going to stop worshiping her. They said, when we was worshiping her, everything was going fine. The moment we stopped, all hell broke loose. They told this to Jeremiah for Jeremiah to tell our God that.
I'm telling you, man, we stepped all over the Almighty's the integrity. He was looked upon by all the hosts of heaven. You understand? Of course, they could not do nothing with it. You understand? But you understand? He was looked upon by all the hosts of heaven.
Watch what you say, Jeremiah 44:15. After he told them what Yah said, watch what they said. It says, then all the men which knew that their wives had burnt incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Patros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us, in the name of the Most High, we will not hearken unto thee.
No good. Hallelujah.
You hear me? They said, we ain't going to do what you just said because Yah said do it. He said, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. He said, but we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour our drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. In other words, he didn't take care of us. And you know that was some bold stuff, don't you? And we ain't going to stop doing what we was doing. So you go tell Yah we ain't getting ready to do that. Can you imagine?
Boy. You understand? What
you
we
imagine?
Didn't do. And because of that, only because of the promise that he made with Abraham that we still here. Because we did evil in the eyes of the Almighty.
That's what the Most High said. It said, moreover, Jeremiah said unto all the people and to all the women, hear the word of Yah. all Jerusalem, I mean all Yehuda that are in the land of Egypt. He said, thus saith the Most High Host, the Elohim of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vow that we vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her. Ye will surely accomplish your vow and perform and surely perform your vow. He said, therefore, hear ye the word of the Most High, all Yehuda, that dwelleth in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Most High, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Yehuda in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Most High Elohim liveth. He said, behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Yehuda that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. You know he was pissed. Oh, it goes on and on and on. You know he was pissed.
You
I'm
telling you.
To his face? It's a wonder he still look. Like you, it's a wonder we still here. Like I said, we got a reason to be thankful that we still here and that we're
absolutely
able to see this part right here. We do.
Absolutely.
We ain't just
absolutely
saying that to be saying that. It's a miracle we still alive.
You know it. I told you, man, you understand, it's amazing that we still here. You're absolutely correct.
It's a miracle we still alive. Woo!
We disobeyed the Almighty, and we, you know, you understand, you know, oh, that was terrible.
We told him to his face, we ain't going to stop. You can go tell him, Jeremiah, we not going to stop. So you can tell, because when we was doing it, we was good. The Queen of Heaven made sure we ate good and everything was good. The moment we stopped, we started starving and wanting stuff. We not going to stop.
So you know,
ain't no joke.
You know, we reached this pinnacle. You understand? We have 42 more days of this punishment. I'm telling you, man, I am so overwhelmed with glee because the Almighty has given me an opportunity to make it to the Promised Land. To the kingdom of Yah. You understand what I'm saying? Now we have to build them. It's not going to be an easy walk across the tiptoeing through the tulips. We're going to have to pick up one foot and put it from in front of the other. We're going to have to cultivate the land, and we're going to have to do certain things. It's not going to be no magical, mystical pulse. You understand? You know, of course, that you know, when we get there, there's certain things that's going to be there already. They're going to have grapes, man, you understand, that two men going to have to carry a bunch. You understand what I'm saying? That the living waters, you understand, that restores ourselves, you understand? Those things is going to be there available for us. But we're going to have to put one. We're going to have this thing that we got to do. We got to pray and ask the Almighty to forgive us. And he will relinquish all of these things, you understand, from us. You understand? So it's things that we have to do, and that's things that the Almighty going to do. You understand?
I'm
thankful. Go ahead, Tumshi.
Hallelujah. No, I was just saying, you know, we have come to the end of our show. I think it's been a very good show. We still have a lot of things to look forward to. We will definitely be here and walk through it. Like I said, don't forget to register for 2019, dayofrepentance.us. That's our website, 2019, dayofrepentance.us. Don't forget to register for it. We will be here on Thursday night on our School of Knowledge class where we read 5 chapters of the Bible. We're working our way through the Bible. And if you'd like to join us, it's at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the phone number is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039-POUND, 256-039-POUND. Again, the number is 319-527-9197, 9197, and the access code is 256039#. And that will give you an access to be able to listen, ask questions, discuss. We will be back to that same number again on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our weekly Shabbat class. So on that note, I would like to be able to say to everyone, you know, I have enjoyed the show. I'm going to give everybody that's on here that has an open line an opportunity to say something real quick. Area code 540, we're going to start with you. Is there anything you'd like to say to the audience before we dismiss for the night? Hello? Maybe not. Brother Yerah Shalom, you have anything you'd like to say?
I just want to say shalom to everyone and continue to pray. And we'll look forward to class Thursday night.
Can you and Sister Rachel call me when this is over, if you get a chance, just a few minutes? Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Adonia, what would you like to say before we dismiss? Adonia? You hear us?
Sweet guy, I was on mute. I'm talking like a madman. I just want to let everybody know that we are on our way home. We got 42 more days, you understand, before the Almighty relinquishes our punishment. So we must pray and seek the Almighty's face, you understand, and relinquish ourselves from those iniquities that we involved with, you understand. And also, I love each and every one of you with that undying love that I have for the Almighty. All praises to the high and holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And on that note, you guys enjoy the rest of your evening. Shalom, shalom, everyone, and we'll see you on Thursday night. Good night, everybody.